Hi, it's Randy Reinholz, co-founder of America's Native Voices at the Autry. You're listening to Alex Lefchuk and the team on the midweek drive for Siren FM.
Thank you, Randy. Happy Thanksgiving. Although possibly as a Native American, you might not sorry to give thanks for the invasion of North America. But still, never mind. I'm in that sort of slack beginning mood. What can I say, Cameron? 3-2. You know, three glorious Sergio Aguero goals actually brought us happiness and joy yesterday. Pity as a Tottenham fan, you don't quite appreciate what City are bringing to the world. But never mind. You'll be playing tomorrow in the Europa League, but let's not talk about football much. We will motor on today because you have brought us what we need in many ways. Yes, what we need, because as Kat and Nick will attest to, by the way, Cameron, we have just recorded the Nick Elliott Christmas special. I'll say that again. We've just recorded the Nick Elliott Christmas special. Probably going out on the midweek drive of Christmas Eve. That'll be the 24th of December. It's very exciting. Cool. Emma was there.
I was very excited by it. It was nice to have lots of Christmas songs.
Yeah, and you were wearing Christmas outfits as well.
Yeah. Not intentionally.
But the magic was there.
I quite like that means they were matching red.
Colour coordinated. That's right. Sue Rice as well.
Mistletoe involved.
Yeah. The elf was there. Cat is there. No, mistletoe was not involved because it would set the wrong precedent. Okay? Be very careful.
It's not allowed.
Why would you want to celebrate a parasite, you know, in Christmas and various other bits and pieces, honestly?
I was always confused about mistletoe. I always thought that it was something that astronauts got, like athlete's foot.
Yeah. See where you went there? And if you're not very careful, I'll bring out my elf and safety joke. But never mind.
You know what they say about humour that doesn't travel?
Yeah, exactly. It's astounding. All right, let's move straight into your choice this week, Cameron, because after last week, of course, where we had the... I mean, it was very exciting, was it not, Emma? And Sue,
I was so excited.
Yeah, a genuine princess of pop who's just moving through the whole thing in every sense of the word, a truly magical soul who was there. And I know, Emma, you will remember who we're referring to. It was, of course...
Hannah Bethel, exactly. Yeah, she was amazing, wasn't she?
She was so good, though. I mean, I loved her music and like her whole the tone of her voice and she was just so good.
There we are.
I've fallen in love.
There you go. In a kind of bromance sort of sorority-esque sort of way, etc. You know, this is very important.
She thought we were very quaint. Yes. I think our English thing was a bit for her.
I think so. It was quite clearly your obsession with Ken Barlow that was doing it. That's the whole thing. And she didn't understand the Coronation Street reference. You know, something else was actually there. You'll be pleased to know, Cameron, that Sue will be attending the Take That performances, or at least one of them.
Okay.
It's very important. Take That and Weak Need, I don't know. Get us out of this one, yep. Batman, country and western man, all national right. person. Take us away.
Sean from The Weak Knee, I was down here in Nashville about a month ago, and of course we've done some work with him in the past, and we really like his stuff, and he was down here just kind of showcasing it, trying to get it to folks. This is a brand new EP he's got out. It's available on iTunes right now. It's called Write It Real, and this is a single from it called Good Favor. This is The Weak Knee on Siren FM.
And if your EP is entitled Write It Real, as in W-R-I-T-E, and Real as in R-E-A-L, then clearly you can actually pose with a typewriter. Genius. But not what you were expecting, Sue.
No, not at all. Mm. I really loved the intro. The intro was really unusual. Mm. And there's a few guitar riffs in the bit there that actually made me think of Paul Simon and the Call Me Owl song.
As opposed to Call Me Owl, which would be Cat's reference.
Yeah.
Crazy. Kat, what did you make of the wonderful world of The Weak Need?
Well, do you know, I have to follow on from what Sue said, actually. It did remind me very much of a bit of a 80s rock
kind of feel in there, that sort of like that beat going through it. It did have that retro feel, which is kind of where he's probably going with that typewriter. So it, for me, the sound fitted
80s rock.
With that 80s rock.
Genuine 80s, typewriter, but no typewriter sound effects on the piece.
But still with a bit of a, you know, a cutting edge there. It's not all classic and old. Of course. A little twist.
Emma Tinson.
I found it really interesting, actually. There's not a lot of artists around at the moment currently that are doing that type of music. So
no room for them on the X Factor, of course.
No, of course not. Of course not. Can't be doing with that.
The day when Cameron Turbury says, and now Simon Cowell would like to introduce another MapleStar music and media selection, is the day we might have
you.
To sort of say, sorry, Cameron. It's a step too far, you know? Step too far from that point of view. So thumbs up from yourself then, Emma?
Yeah, I think it was quite good, I liked it.
But of course, we need to know, you know, Nick Elliott. I mean, you could obviously critique the photograph, which is always quite nice there. There we are, you see. Strange choice of cover for the EP.
Very much so.
Mm-hmm. What about the music?
Very 80s.
Very
80s. Yeah, very 80s.
1880s? Are we talking...
No, 1980s. A bit Visage, a bit Talk, and a little bit of Ultravox in there, I think. Yeah. All a bit too, I'll say, electronica for me. Nuts. It needs a bit more realness. Yeah.
I quite like that element.
I'm going to say it would make an ideal soundtrack for just life, really. Yeah. It's that kind of thing. So I'll celebrate and rejoice the weak need. Because after all, we don't quite know what they do need. And that's the reason. It's like it's an intention in sorts of ways. What do the weak need, Cameron? How do the simple folk live? I just don't know. That's probably one of the most surreal reviews you actually have for quite some time. But still, you know, that's one part of the whole thing. Have you got any questions you'd like to put to Nick or Kat? Maybe you want to sort of ask them, you know, what sort of excitement can the listener expect to hear on December 24th when we actually release for the first time? Would you like to know the name of the show, Cameron? Would you like to know the name of the show that we've actually settled on for Nick Elliott on his regular Siren routine? Nick, would you like to reveal the name of the show?
I'll leave that to you.
Yes. You've forgotten it already, haven't you?
You've spent all afternoon mastering it.
I worked so hard to actually come up with the title.
Could I just say hello to Cameron, by the way? Because we haven't actually said hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, my friend. Very well.
That's what you call
it. You're not
it.
Nipping into the honey beverage too early there, are you?
Oh, no. I've been off it today. Off it today.
What
off the JD.
Do you think he's lead singer with the Pogues or something, Cameron? Do you think he's wheeled in and such like? For goodness sakes, you know?
It's my addiction to honey that he's on about.
There's only a sort of time. So really. Actually, you're quite right. I mean, you are obviously, when it comes to our location reports, and indeed upcoming, of course, the fabulous food and gift fair that Emma and myself will be reporting on together.
Friday.
If you're wondering where Jessica Ward is, she's playing netball. Okay. I wonder where Holly Parker is. She's ill. Get well soon. Maybe just rather than actually, because obviously we need to do the big build-up on this. We could just say, "Well, Nick announced it, etc." But I feel, Cameron, you'd like to have the actual promo that we put together for this. So don't be confused. Okay. But you know, are you ready for this, Cameron? Yeah, ready.
I'm ready.
Sitting comfortably.
Yep.
Here it comes.
You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
See what we did there, Cameron? Sound and Nick's Vision. There we are. What was your suggestion, sir?
I think it was Nick's Nirvana of Noise.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite cut it, does it, really?
Not quite.
No, I'll go back to me office.
I mean, Tracks of My Years would have been great had it not been appropriated by another station.
Bit of copyright going on there.
just work through that. But anyway, that'll help with your next newsletter, MapleStar Music and Newsletter.
There's
a new news thing, which is wonderful in every sense of the word. So great stuff there. Yeah. Any other questions you want to put to the team, Cameron?
No.
Fine. That's okay.
It's like being in a parallel universe, isn't it?
We need the time. It is Nashville, so let's go there. Sue, last two questions for Cameron, please.
Have you enjoyed our terrific telephonic link with us today?
Somewhat addled, but yeah, good.
Somewhat addled? What's going on in Nashville?
Addled.
It's a colloquialism for Canadians.
Yeah. Is it?
Addled.
Yeah. Will you be joining us again next week, Cameron?
I will. I'll be back.
Yay. Wonderful.
Can't wait.
And if you are a child and you receive a toy for Christmas, for goodness sake, don't just throw it down. Don't be a spiteful child. Don't be a hateful boy. That's Siren FM's Midweek Drive official word of wisdom for the day.
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Ah, sanity at last. Anna, how goes it with your good self in the Isle of Jersey?
Weather is absolutely shocking. It's chucking it down and it's everybody's saying, nice weather for ducks. And that's it, really. Nice weather for ducks.
And why do we say that? Have we ever asked the duck? Emma, as a level 2 journalism student, have you gone out and actually asked the ducks, is
I've
it nice weather for you?
I've never personally spoken to a duck.
Swans?
But, I mean, we do have a lot of swans in Lincoln.
Open for obviously, interviews
and
anytime.
And it is rather wet in Lincoln.
Exactly. So they should know.
Maybe there is a bit of a tenuous link there.
Correlation. Yeah. Exactly. Sue, you know, is that the lead story for tonight? You've asked a swan, is the weather nice for?
The weather has been, it's not been dreadfully clever the last couple of days. The Red Arrows were grounded yesterday through fog, mixed bag.
When I woke up this morning, it was just white everywhere, just massive fog.
Yeah. Well, there you go, you see. And Nick, you had a bit of a challenging journey travelling up all the way from Norwich.
Norwich, we come from Norwich today, yeah. It was a very challenging journey. The weather's filthy, the traffic's even worse. Yeah.
But fortunately, the radio station is full of joy and happiness. So when you get here, it's like a beacon of light crossing over, and suddenly, we're helping you out there.
It's like arriving at the Death Star.
No, I wouldn't possibly do a Darth Vader impersonation.
I am your father.
Your now powers are weak, old man.
That's Sue.
That when sounded we get into exactly like Darth Vader.
Or gender realignment Darth Vader. Which is something completely different. And I don't really want to go to at this stage. It's 5:20 here on Siren 107.3 FM. Kat is with us as well, ace publicist, and of course Nick Elliott around the other voice you actually heard. Emma was a little bit fretful when we sort of looked at the running order, Anna, because the line was, Emma, you usually ask Anna, what's it like in Jersey? She usually says it's rubbish, and then basically we go through.
Exactly. Said the weather's awful. I don't know what to say now.
But never mind. There's always a way forward from that point of view. Kat, have you ever been to Jersey?
Do you know, I have been to Jersey, and I was very young at the time. I was about 5, and I was just thinking as you were talking there, I was there for a week and it rained all week. And there's some beautiful beaches and everything in Jersey. It's such a gorgeous place.
Did you ask the ducks if they'd enjoyed the weather?
I did, but they didn't. They failed to respond. They said, talk.
And that is rock and bill roll. Nick, Jersey, have you managed to do any photography there?
No, not at all. I can only kind of cite Bergerac.
Well, most people do.
As they always do, but I love the car. His car was amazing. Yeah.
The car was definitely sort of interesting in its own.
But now that's my soul. Oh,
never mind. Coming up on the programme together, I actually have the Mighty Ducks TV theme there. So that's not really too obvious. So won't go there. But coming up on the programme, we'll be speaking to Fien Heal. Now, Fien, Anna, is somebody who has actually gone all the way up North America from Miami, Florida, right the way through to the upper states and even up to Canada. And she cycled. All the way there, and now she's back in Belgium. So there we are. One day we'll get her back in Lincoln. So that's great stuff there. Sally Mundy is going to be talking not about Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist it. But primarily about the fabulous Lincoln Food and Gift Fair that's taking place this week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This weekend, to be precise. And we have a special press preview, which we go to on the Friday night to just check out what's happening in terms of food and drink. In many ways, Emma, though I wouldn't want to say this publicly, obviously on air, it's probably the real start of Christmas. People talk about the Christmas market and Siren FM working with Lincoln City Radio and, the wonderful sort of twinning with Neustadt under Weinstrasse. But I think it's just an excuse for Germans to actually sort of share their wine with us, basically.
Yeah, good idea.
People might say, anyway, if you are interested... And why wouldn't you be in the Lincoln Christmas Market? A special Siren FM launch focus from the Lincoln Christmas Market next Thursday, I believe, Sue, with Andrew David, Ed Wellman.
Yeah, we've got our team up there.
Nikki Wells.
Yes, we'll be up there showcasing what we do.
Yes, precisely. If you spot a Siren FM presenter, then you can actually say, I claim my prize of a blank sheet of paper or something. Oh, there's something with it. How do you recognise us? Yeah, I'm just about to choke as well.
I'm sure they'll have some freebies up there.
Yeah, and where would you actually be without a siren sticker of some sort, of shape or form, etc. Cat, you've been busy taking all sorts of photographs during the show and beyond and tweeting things like a crazy woman. You are a publicist extraordinaire. You work with public relations. You're Nick's publicist, Nick Elliott, etc. What sort of things can Anna access from the show? Where can she go to actually say, oh, I like that, I'll put that on Facebook, great, etc.?
Yeah, the best place to go is to nickelliott.info, and there'll be lots of pictures and bits and pieces, or leads to, you know, links to all the places where you can get pictures or downloads or all the sound podcasts and all that sort of stuff. So, yes, go to nickelliott.info, and it's got it all there.
You see, that'll help pass the sort of the twilight hours whilst the rain patters down, etc. Exactly. That's right. In fact, the whole sort of, you know, Anna Lewis family, I think, could be cheered up on that basis. You can spread the word. It's all good stuff.
I will.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Absolutely not. So I've not even looked at
good
cards
answer.
Or anything.
Good. Yeah, I like to think basically it's the thought that counts, and we're giving a big yeah. thought Aww. To that whole thing. Yeah, this is very important. The thought is important from that perspective. Does Jersey, I mean, obviously it celebrates Christmas, but how crazy do you do? Are there any particular Jersey techniques and things that sort of really sort of set up Christmas from that point of view in Jersey?
They have the Fête de Noël, which Noël is a kind of bastardization of the word Noël for Christmas. It's in the sort of open air area near the local museum, and they have really good stalls and entertainment and cider and punch and goods for sale. It's a really, really lovely atmosphere, actually, and that's to come. That's in sort of mid-December.
Well, clearly, after that we've covered the Lincoln Christmas Market, we should get on our
things. Can I play? Yeah,
get to Jersey. Party on down. Exactly. Have a word with Andrew David, Sue. You can persuade him to shell out that whole thing.
Yeah. The impossible I can do at once. Miracles take a little longer, Alex.
Listen, there's a great Monday night show. There we are. There's a sort of line from that point of view. So clearly, push it forward. Yeah, let's go for this sort of this line here forward. All right. Okay, last two questions, please, for Anna Lewis. Before we go to the editor of Europe's premier science fiction magazine, that'll be Richard Edwards. Over to you, Sue.
Have you enjoyed our telephonic link today?
I have indeed. Thank you.
Lovely. And will you be joining us again next week, Anna?
I'd be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, wonderful. There you go. Krista Burr up next for any duck listeners out there. Every drop of rain. Enjoy. Celebrate. Or, as we like to say on Siren, wah, wah. But that's okay, we'll stay inside. This is the first time I have felt so satisfied. I know love has found me.